Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 198 for Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower late Tuesday, as an early move higher ran out of steam and profit-taking came forward to weigh on prices. Canola was up 60 cents to down $5, the March contract down $2.40 at $437.10 per ton. Chart-based buying and solid end-user demand had helped canola test the upper limit of its nearby trading range in early activity. However, speculators showed a reluctance to push values above that resistance and moved back to the sell side to square positions as volumes start to dry up ahead of the Christmas holiday. Canadian markets will be closed Thursday and Friday for Christmas and Boxing Day and will close early tomorrow. The resulting lack of liquidity could lead to some more choppiness in the futures. Gains in Chicago soybeans were supportive, but beans finished well off their highs. The relatively favorable South American crop prospects, large U.S. soybean supplies, and a firmer tone in the Canadian dollar also put some pressure on canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded after seeing some price revisions after yesterday's close. In the U.S., wheat and corn were both higher, but soybeans posted small losses in many months at the close. Soybeans were steady to down 5 cents, the March contract down 1.5 cents at $10.44 per bushel. Soybeans had seen some early strength as solid export demand and gains in outside vegetable oil markets provided support, but soybeans ran into some chart resistance to the upside and positioning ahead of the Christmas holiday eventually put pressure on values. The favorable crop prospects in South America were another bearish influence overhanging soybeans. Corn, it held on to small gains of 1 to 2 cents, the March contract up 2 at $4.14 per bushel. Range-bound pre-holiday positioning was the order of the day in corn. Steady demand and a lack of farmer selling for the time being were both supportive, but there are still large supplies in the country, and deliveries are expected to pick up after the holidays. Wheat posted the biggest gains, up 6 to 11 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 11 at $6.36 per bushel. Continued expectations that Russia would implement measures to slow wheat exports, which would boost the demand for U.S. supplies, did account for much of the strength in wheat, but any gains were likely exaggerated by the thin pre-holiday volumes. Idea's U.S. wheat is starting to look more expensive in the global market, especially with the U.S. dollar continuing to strengthen, did limit the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 23rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.